This is RSBNB Update, episode 25, recorded Thursday, December 1st, 2005. Alright everyone, we're here again this week. It's beginning of December, it's quite cold outside where I am. So we're gonna do what we normally do, and this week I have no co-hosts with me. No, just kidding, they're both here. Brad and Chrisella from RSBNB. Do you guys both care to say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Alright, you guys might be wondering where Pika is. He's having trouble with his donkey that gets him to RSBNB. So, he should be back for next week, we hope. We hope he's back for next week. If he's not, you'll just be seeing more of us. Anyways, I suppose it's time to get moving here. Let's start with some RuneScape updates this week. So, what do we have this week? New Miami Worlds, Jagex Shop, Rat Catchers, and Rat Pits. Anybody here want to start with any specific one?
The worlds. The new worlds.
Yes, these worlds, they're in Miami, which is in...
Florida.
Right. Thank you for that. Five of them are for free players, and three are for free members only.
Too many five for free to play.
Yes, definitely. We can all agree to that. I think those numbers should be reversed there.
Or eight for... Eight for the members and none for free-to-play.
Yeah, reason is, I can see free-to-play being a good way to rope people into being a member, but in the end, how many of these people that sign up each day are going to be getting members on RuneScape? Any ideas what an actual percentage might be?
I think that, you know, I saw somewhere a while ago that they said how many they had on you know, and overall in the game, on the free-to-play and the pay-to-play.
Right.
Well, a lot of, you know, and people have a lot of accounts.
Yeah.
So surely, if a person has three or four accounts and only has a single one on members, then, you know, it isn't going to make the figures correct, is it? It's going to
skew them off a bit.
Towards free-to-play.
Yeah, but... Should they be looking at total free-to-play accounts that are registered each day, or how many of them are actually active?
Active.
Chrisella, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. There's so many people.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not... Because we are paying members and paying for a service like RuneScape, but this is something that we pay for. So does it seem right that the free people should be getting more... servers than us?
No.
Yeah. But,
and the main aim of Jagex is to make as much cash as possible. So if they think, and by having more empty and worlds on the free worlds, it's going to entice more and people to sign up and to pay, then it's going to make them more money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good way to look at it. I don't know. Bad idea, maybe, but the... New servers are good, I suppose, up to World 100 now, I believe. So, that's pretty good. Miami, World 100. That's lots. Remember when 65 was a high number? That was only a few months ago, I believe. Anyways, there you go. Free people, you got some more worlds to go to now. Members, you have a few, you have some new worlds to go to, but are smaller, less to go to. I don't know, they get hurricanes in Florida. Do you think it would be a possibility to take those worlds out by a hurricane, maybe?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that pretty much sums that thing up. The new Jagex shop. Ringtones and wallpapers currently. Anybody going to be buying anything? Well, we'll answer that question later on, but I don't know. They added a new feature, the Jagex Shop. Since the shop is very new, it's only available to UK customers for now. If that's successful, they want to expand the shop to cover the US and other countries next. RuneScape ringtones and wallpapers. Yay! Oh, I don't know.
I hope that was sarcastic. I really do.
It is sarcastic. The Escape Main Ringtone.
That's going to be the loading.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's...
The thing they have on startup.
Yes, and then they have the original one. Really annoying one.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, no, I would want that for my phone. Anyways, for those of you guys that live in the UK, you guys will maybe want to try this out for us and report back how it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone I know bought one of those, I would really get them to meet my fists.
Yeah.
Seriously, you have to be insane.
Yeah. Worst of many.
Yeah, the worst of many is coming. Or the worst of many, you said?
Waste of money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, waste of a pound. 1 pound and one pint. Is that what they're called? Pounds and pints?
Pounds and pence.
Pence.
Pence. Pence. Pence.
Okay. Pence. The pence.
Pounds and pence. 100 pennies to a pound.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, one day you were talking about stones and something else.
Oh, that's weight.
Yeah, okay.
It isn't like they have, like, stones for currency in England. You might go to a shop and get a stone out of your pocket and say, what thing is that?
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I don't know. We'll get to this about what we think about that later, but might as well report to that. Rat catchers and rat pits. Has anybody, you guys done this quest?
I'm still in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It is impossible.
Yeah, I don't know. Adventure. Dust off your cats and feed them up with fish. Today's update will have you and your moggy friend engaged once more in the catastrophes of a feline flavor. The Rat Catcher's Quest will have you sneaking about, experimenting with new cat concoctions. And, of course, catching rats. All this time we'll access sorts of cat-related features, including a whole new minigame, new growth stages for your cat, and the opportunity to give your cat a name. Gertrude's friends will announce you to the brand new Siberian areas in some of the world's most familiar places. Here being the best cat trainers really begin to pay off as you challenge your friends and foes for glory and the spoils of victory. Keep your ears peeled for 6 new audio tracks and sure to be try out the first game's interactive musical instrument. Wow. In other news, we have rebalanced the experience points available by the Barbarian Outpost to make rewards more generous. I don't know. You guys tried this? Or yet you're working on the quest, so... I don't know.
There's a jewel arena for cats. Surely that has to be some sort of animal and cruelty law. Cats fight. That's got to violate some law somewhere.
Yeah, probably. One thing I feel on this is that they need to look that they're higher level players. I don't know, what would you guys say? Definite level, what, 60 and up? 70 and up, maybe?
Yeah.
70 and up probably want to be more focused on training stats rather than playing with a cat, I think.
Very true.
Because, I don't know, the cat sits in my bank. The only reason this is there is for quests. I don't know.
I shoot mine away.
Yeah, you can get another one, though, can't you, if you need it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to.
100 GP.
You guys have cats in real life?
I had one, but it died.
Oh. Okay. Was it just from old age, or...?
No, it got cancer.
Oh, okay. What about you, Priscilla?
I'm allergic.
Oh, yes, me too, actually. Yes.
So I can't have any cats.
Yeah.
There's dogs.
I stuff up too much in the regards of any animals that have fur on them. So...
I see.
Yeah. I guess we'll have more more on this next week when we take a look at actually what's going on here in this stool arena. But from the sounds of it, I'm not too happy on playing with my cat.
Waste of an update.
Yes. 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 So what would you guys all rate this?
For the worlds, for 4 out of 5, because there were a lot of for free to play. For the ringtones and the wallpapers, 2, because no one who has any and self and respect is ever going to buy them. And for the quest, 2, because it seems pointless. Overall, yeah. Maybe 3.
Yeah. 2 plus 2 is 4, plus 4 is 8, divided by 3, whatever 8/3 is, that's your average. 2.6667.
Anyway. Too fast.
Yeah, I know, hey? I don't know. 3 for the update, 0 for the other ones. That's what I give it. Priscilla?
For the worlds, probably 5, actually, because we need more worlds. And the ringtones and the wallpapers, 1. And the quest 1, because I'm still doing it, and I spent the last 3 hours on it, and I still haven't finished.
Oh, my. The joys of members. Joys of members. Sounds like we're discouraging people from getting members here.
No, get, no,
get members.
Give Jagged more money.
So they can make...
Because perhaps
so they can make more of these updates.
And they're going to stop at the Jagged shop and stop embarrassing themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't have my... Like, I think this would be a good time for the sheep, but I don't have the sheep here tonight, unfortunately. I don't have the sheep. Well, sorry about that. Anyways, I say we move on to questions. We have a wide, wide selection of questions this week for you guys here. So, time to get moving. First question is an audio question from Hand Me Down.
Jagex has recently opened their new shop on RuneScape.com. Will any of you at RSBNB be buying any things from this online shop? Do you think the shop will work? And what future items do you think that RuneScape fans will be able to purchase?
Thanks for that audio question, Hand Me Down. I don't know. Will you guys be buying anything from that shop?
Never. But I think possible new items could be RuneScape t-shirts. Perhaps RuneScape... What else tacky rubbish do you see on a lot of shops? RuneScape...
Hats.
Underwear.
Mouse pads. RuneScape mouse pads.
And RuneScape underwear.
I would buy underwear.
And so you can be a noob in real life as well as in the game.
Yeah. I won't be caught with a Jagex ringtone on my phone. I won't be caught with one of those. For Salad.
I wouldn't...
Or Brad, whoever.
Chrisala.
Would I be caught with a ringtone?
Yeah.
I would sooner slit my throat than download one of those.
I wonder if you'll ever hear any of them, like, on a train or a bus or in a crowded area, you suddenly hear a RuneScape ringtone. Everybody stare at them.
Yeah.
I would run if I heard that.
Like, they're middies. Like, they don't even... Like that RuneScape music has been in existence from the beginning of RuneScape 2. They have the classic, like the one, like the old loading music before they changed it. I have no idea who would want one of those.
That, if I had to listen then to that, to the old stuff, for more than half an hour, I think I would want to kill myself. That old music, you've annoyed me so much on the load up, I used to mute my speakers.
Yes. Yeah, same here. I don't know. Future items? What would I think that they could include for future items? Maybe clothing? But I don't think it'll be that big of a success, you know? Maybe in the UK, but not in other countries, because I don't think people in the US use... I don't text message. Do you guys text message or anything?
No.
Phones?
No, I don't.
All the time. Because it's cheaper than actually ringing.
I don't use my phone at all. It's somewhere in this room, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, so I think we have all our opinions on that, that we would never buy something from that store. Thanks for that question. That was
except friendly. Underwear.
Yeah, I'm not.
If they make underwear, I'm there.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be wearing that.
Maybe anyway. Jacket.
Huh?
Or maybe custom clubs, custom golf clubs. I'd buy RuneScape golf clubs.
But the question is, what kind of quality would they be?
From my past experience with branded items from companies, not very good.
Yeah, so there you have it for that one. Thank you, Hand Me Down. Next question is an audio question from Alex43.
What are some of the most silliest, stupidest, and strangest ideas you've read in the suggestions forum of ideas to improve RuneScape up to date?
Thanks for that question, Alex43. Based on silliest ideas you've heard in the suggestion forums on RuneScape, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Have you guys? Like, I hardly ever go in there.
I remember seeing one that said they think they should give everyone all the stats and to 99, and because it would make the game easier. It was that kind of defeats the object of the game in general.
Yeah, stupid.
I'm actually looking at that forum now, and it's mainly just like increasing the stats of certain items. Or because it's not as a thread titled "Dogs." This is and directed at Jagex. It's not very nice to call them dogs, is it?
No.
Basically, it was about it's because they're cats and there should also be dogs in RuneScape.
Huh.
But I think a lot of the things in the suggestions forum are things that are never going to happen.
Yeah. It's just to make the people feel like they have a voice.
Yes.
Does Jagex even read the suggestions?
The only thing I can think of that has been, that I saw a lot in the, and has been, and has actually been, is the bank pins. That was in the suggestions forum.
That was a good idea.
Mm.
That was a good idea. So, yes. Chrisella, what's the stupidest thing you've ever seen?
Well, I didn't actually read the RuneScape forum.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah, neither do I, so we'll just go with Brad on that one, that the stupidest idea was that there is a suggestion for.
I read them for comic value.
Yeah. The RuneScape forums are good for being funny, so thanks for that audio question. Now, we have an audio question from NKidYourTorix. This is somebody who we all know on the forums and has been around for a long, long time. Anyways.
Will you report your own friends if they did something bad?
Okay, thank you for that question, NKid. I don't know, would you guys do anything to your friends if they did anything bad on RuneScape? Like, would you report them?
I did report a friend of mine, and he got banned.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'd probably do the same.
He macroed, and he was stupid enough to tell me he did.
Yeah, that is pretty stupid. Macroing, so. It depends on what somebody I knew did. If it was really, really bad, I would report it, but if it was something simple like stealing a few GP from someone, probably not.
Mm.
Priscilla? Hmm?
That's right.
Yeah. Priscilla, what about you?
I haven't yet, but if it was bad enough, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, yeah. I think we're done with that one, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, then, kid.
Thank you.
All right. What do we think that... Now we have an audio question from Steve.
A lot of players are trying to get RuneScape Classic back to free-to-play. What's your opinion?
Thanks for that audio question, Steve. RuneScape Classic being for members only, I don't know, it's probably a good idea because there was a lot of crime happening on RuneScape Classic with autoers and whatnot, so probably a good idea. I don't actually mind it being free-to-play only. Pay-to-play only. I think it was something that had to be done. What do you guys think?
Well, if you pay for a game, then you're going to care about it more. So you're going to care if you're high, if you're, you know, and good at it. So surely, if you pay for it and you like the game, you want to be very want to be excellent at it. There's going to be more people who auto. Using my logic, so I don't see what they gained by making it. I suppose it was a bit of a less, and they took away the free servers, and they use them as some other worlds for RuneScape too. But I think on the side of autoing, auto-clearing, it didn't really do very much.
So, would you, if you were at JX, would you put them back or no?
I think I'd leave it because they've got the servers in RS2, and I think I'd prefer the servers in RS2 to RS Classic.
Alright. Sala, what about you?
Well, I don't think just because people pay for a game doesn't mean they're going to be any less, rule breaking or whatever. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of harsh just cutting all of the people that don't pay off from it. That, like, what if they want to, what if they want to go back to it or something?
Yeah. That's actually a good point, but I don't know. I think it's a good idea. Thanks for that, audio question, Steve. And then we have a question from Sneak1230. How much money do you have on RuneScape, and how do you make it? How do you guys make your money?
There's a spawn somewhere in Lumbridge of 3 and gold and 3 gold, and I stay there all day, and I just collect that.
All right.
No, I fish.
Yeah,
I fish.
Yeah, you fish with the harpoon.
Gotta love that sound.
Yeah. Okay. Chrisella, you said mining?
Mining, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mining. What do I do normally? Well, before I made money with runecrafting. So that's probably what I'd still be doing. Making money with runecrafting. So how much money do you guys have?
Because of the numerous hacks on my account, I have at the moment 50k.
I see. So
if the hacker is here and listening, don't hack me yet. Hack me in about a month, because I'll be richer then.
Okay. All right. Chrisella, how much money do you have?
I have close to 3 million at the moment.
Ah. All right. Well, I have some money too. If you guys take a look at your keyboard between the L and the semicolon, there's the period. If you press shift in that button and then put that character in front of Chrisella's figure, you'll see how much money I have.
What?
More than 3 million.
So,
more than 3 million.
Yeah, so there you guys go. I haven't actually said any figures about that.
So, if you're listening, don't hack me. Don't hack me. Hack one of those two, because they're richer than me.
I'm going to get hacked now, Shane. Thanks a lot.
Well, yeah.
Leave me alone.
If I get hacked, then let's just say if people were to hack me, I would probably be the one that would be able to retaliate and do the most damage.
Hackers have had enough of me. Leave me alone.
I've only been hacked once.
4 times. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been 3 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rather just disappointing, I think.
But they're all within like a month, and they're all now a low level, so I didn't lose that much.
Well, that was good, I guess, that you didn't lose that much. I don't know.
I lost that, but I'm not
a lot. Yeah. Are we done with that one?
Yes.
Alright. And what do you think is the best moneymaker on RS from? This is from Red Rooster.
The best and way to make money.
Yeah.
I'd say runecrafting or PKing. Mike was saying something a while ago about how calculations, if you're double and runecrafter, 91 and runecrafting, how much you can, I think it's like 500,000 an hour or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. So,
if you're a PKer, very much, but you can make, a lot in a few minutes.
Yeah, if you hit the right people with your snipers. But anyways, I'd say merchanting, maybe, if you merchant a big guns.
But you can also lose a lot as well.
Win some, lose some, but it's like playing the stock market. If you play the risky stocks, and you'll net yourself more money.
If you get scammed.
Yeah, then that's a problem, too.
I've tried to merchant, but every time I've lost money.
Yes, lose.
That's with merchanting. I buy something, then I sell it for 100,000 less. I don't see how these people can make millions and millions merchants.
Yeah, I don't. There's certain merchants that I won't name names, but they know when prices are going to go down and don't inform other people and stuff. So.
So if you're listening, tell us the prices.
Yes, please. Gratella, what's the best way that you can think of to make money?
Well, I haven't tried that many ways, so I'm going to have to say mining, because that's all I do.
Okay, then. Okay. I think... Oh, I have one more question that was come into email here. If you were stuck in Lumbridge with noobs around you begging and scamming, what should you do? A. Die. B. Commit suicide. C. Stand there still. D. Dot, 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 dot. This is by Joey Joe. Zero. What would you choose? A, B, C, or D?
I'd lure them to the wilderness and kill them all.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea. If they were all lower level than you, detonate some sort of weapon.
Atomic noob bomb.
That's a good one. Atomic noob bomb. Vaporize them all. I'd probably just run away and log out or something. Grisella, what about you?
Does the dot 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 mean you can make up your own answer?
I think so.
Well, I would join in.
Hey, that's a good way. You should do it back to them. If they say free stuff, you say no, you give me free stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you, everybody who's submitted questions today. If we pronounced any names wrong, or you feel your question was not answered appropriately, or something else, just feel free to contact us. No hesitation.
Yeah.
Anyways, time to move on to tech news. In this week's tech news, we have possible miniature solar system discovered. See, even though it's a small... You guys know the definition of a solar system, right?
Yes.
Refresh our memories.
Well, a solar system is typically when there's a sun and a bunch of planets orbit that sun. And the solar system moves through the galaxy. So, possible miniature solar system discovery could one day yield a solar system. It's good news because it's not something that always is seen, that if we see that solar systems are smaller, that's something that hasn't been noticed before in science. So that would provide lots of good scientific examples and whatnot. Also, if we look at the beginning creation of a normal solar system, we could look at how our solar system was created, learn more about our past. So that's one of the benefits with astronomy. So, this was a tiny brown dwarf star, or a failed star, less than 1/100th the mass of the sun, surrounded by what appears to be a disk, less than 1/100th the mass of the sun, surrounded by what appears to be a disk of dust and gas. So the brown dwarf, located 500 light years away in the constellation Chameleon, appears to be undergoing a planet-forming process that could yield a miniature solar system. So this is, I think this is kind of interesting how it works, that we're getting to witness a solar system like this, that it might be kind of like our own, and one day there might be a planet like Earth there or something. So see how
another place for humans to wreck.
Yeah. If we wreck this one, what human civilization has to realize is that once we develop the ability to colonize other planets that cannot be colonized, that we can't wreck them. Like, this one has been wrecked, so...
But if we had a lot of them, a lot of planets, and then if we, you know, have a planet and we wreck it, all we need to do is this is and find another one to move on to.
Yeah, there are lots of planets. It's just a matter of finding them. So, neat little discovery. Next story. Microsoft launched an online virus scanning utility as part of Windows Live. I gave this a go this morning. It only works in IE, but it's an online virus scan that also probes for open ports. So, I gave it a go this morning, and I came back that everything was good. So, I guess this is just another resource to go to run a virus scan if you don't have a virus scanner. But you should still have a virus scanner on your main system. So, give it a go maybe if you want to have a look. It can also defragment your computer, but I don't see why, because Windows XP has a perfectly good file defragmenter. How often do you guys defragment?
Once a month.
Never, Priscilla, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Should I be?
Maybe once every 3 months or so, but not every week. Like, you don't need to do it religiously.
Does it make it faster or something?
Eh, it can. Or it can make it slower. Really makes it faster or slower. Depends, really.
I don't need to go slower. I already go slower.
Yes. So you guys can take a look at this. I'll be posting the link for it. Next tech news story. Older versions of DirectX. For those of you guys who don't know DirectX, DirectX is a graphics thingamadoor. It allows you to make video games. It's used in video games such as Battlefield, I think. So it's a video graphics engine type of thing. Anyways, DirectX 7, 8, and 9 won't be supported anymore by Microsoft once Vista comes out. So, does this mean we'll need to upgrade to Vista in order to play the newest games? What do you guys think?
Yes, just another way for them to make us pay them more money.
Yeah, I say this every week. Linux! Yes, so, yeah, I might be installing Linux over the Christmas holidays again, maybe. Brad, you gonna do that again too, maybe?
Yes.
Meepis?
On for disk, so. Yes, Meepis.
Yes, that's an interesting...
Or Meepis.
Yeah, Meepis, as it's actually called.
So. But Meepis is funnier.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
So.
Meepis.
Yes.
Say it to yourself. It's a version of Linux. But everybody, say it to yourself, me piss. Say it, think about it.
Okay, well, anyways, back on track now. There will be some compatibility available through software, maybe some type of emulation. But we all know that any type of emulation drastically slows performance. So, I don't know. It seems like Microsoft is at it again with all sorts of little problems and whatnot. I don't know. I really think that they're heading in a downward spiral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't Microsoft make Xbox?
Yeah.
Yes. Cheap excuse for a console.
Death to Microsoft.
What?
What?
I don't know. I read this somewhere. It was on my computer screen when I woke up this morning. It was on my computer screen that Microsoft simply stuck in a processor and stuff into a gaming console and called it a gaming machine. This was on my screen when I woke up. I don't know how it got there.
I hate Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He has enough money. Gates. Yes. He has enough cash. He should just give up and leave us all to be happy.
Yeah.
Stop forcing his money-making ideas onto us.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, we don't need Microsoft, so. But what would the world be like without Microsoft? You have to ask that question, too, so.
A better place.
So I guess that's what we have on that front this week. As your kind of tech news, It can have links in the articles to it. Just a little linky here. Linky?
Is that like winky? Winky linky?
This is a website with a whole bunch of Google Earth maps, such as the 9/11 digital archive, AIM profile link tracker. There's this world time zone map, so...
That's handy.
Yeah, that's handy. So you guys can take a look. U.S. Hot Springs. Sexual offender map.
Excuse me?
That's a good one. Sex offender.
What website are you on?
I think that may be a little, you know, bad, because if you get a bunch of overzealous idiots, you think, come on, let's go out and batter to death our local criminal offenders. So I'm not sure whether it's wise to give that information.
But it's only for the U.S. It's only for the U.S.
Oh, thank God.
Another one they have on there is urinal location maps.
Oh, dear.
How about if on the thing before the sex offenders, how about if they get the wrong address?
Yeah.
You get a house, you know, loads of people knocking at the door. I can't do anything.
That would
crazy.
Be, yeah. Xbox 360 locator.
Oh, God.
You don't need that.
I saw a video of a person who'd, one of those on the day they came out, and they got it at the store, and then they hit it to pieces, and using a baseball bat a few seconds after they bought it.
Yeah.
What is there? Map?
Yeah, that's kind of bad. What? Why would they do that?
Hold on, not doing you know that website.
Anti-Microsoft? I don't know. And some people are funny.
Yeah. Side-by-side map. Yeah. Gas prices map. Take a look at this site. It's pretty good. I've been talking for a while, so when do you guys want to take these rants? First one?
Someone do it, because I can't get the wiki up at the moment. My PC is lagging.
I shall save the day.
Alright.
Hold on, wait. Where's my wiki? Oh, crap. Oh, sorry.
This is how planned we are, people. Come on.
Wait,
we're not working on a script here.
I was looking at the map, okay? It's distracting me. Okay, got it. Oh, I want to do a good one.
Read it.
The first one?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would do it, but I can't get my wiki open.
What the hell? Alright, should I just go?
Yeah, read it.
MFG. You mean to tell me I let my update picks and axes rant die when you release the dragon axe and it's basically a rune wood cutting axe? I don't PK. I skill. I laid off wood cutting and mining because at 70 it's just too slow with a level 40 item gatherer any F2P person can use. Now you can finally realize a wood cutting axe and its glorified rune axe. Congratulations, the novelty will now wear off. And no one aside from PKers will care to get it. It'll go the way of the dragon spear. Now, if I PK, I can decrease someone's magic. Woo! I don't PK, don't care for it. That's officially now the only purpose of this weapon.
Interesting.
I officially didn't understand
This was because it was posted on official forums by Jagex Mod that the dragon axe is no good, it's the same as a rune axe.
Oh!
To use it for woodcutting.
Oh, so what kind of Jagex representative said this?
Some mod on the forums. It was a staff, a Jagex staff, and
really?
Member.
So one of those crown?
Yes.
Okay.
It said for the purpose of using it as an axe to chop down trees, it's the same as a rune axe.
Oh my god. This is update a few weeks ago, for those of you guys who remember the woodcutting axe. I don't know. I'm not going to be buying one, now that I hear that.
Yes.
What about you guys?
I would never want to buy one in the first place.
Yeah.
Because I find woodcutting very arduous.
What's your level?
74.
Oh, one more level.
Yeah, I've been 74 for about 3 months now. And I've just not had that motivation to get 75.
Alrighty. So, Basically,
75 magics.
Magic Yeah,
75 is magic trees.
But I bet at 75 it'll take you about an hour to get a full load.
Yeah, half hour, 45 minutes, more like it. Oh. There you go on that. So basically, buy a dragon wood cutting axe if you like PKing people.
Yeah.
So.
But even then, you'd have to be pretty good to kill someone with an axe.
Yeah. It's like the RuneScape woodcutting axe massacre. Whatever.
Yes.
Done with this one. Throw it out the window.
Yep.
Finally, a rat we can answer, besides, it's part of the game.
Yes, it is part of the game. And JugX control the game, and if they want to screw the game up, then they can, people. Just remember that.
Rad, you want to read the next one, or have you got the wiki up yet?
I'll do the last one.
Alrighty. Being old, being young, does it really matter how old you are when you play this game? No, because I know this huge story about this woman who played on her divorced husband's account, but we won't go into that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know being too young, people are immature and don't play. Mostly noobs, you would call them. And being old, maybe you think people have no life? Yes, it can be true, both. Does it really matter? Think about this. A kid has nothing more to do after finishing doing chores, homework, etc., so what else? Do sit back and enjoy playing yourself with RuneScape. As for the more older people, what else to do? If having a family, then play this game. Then work, maybe the kids. Therefore, they have a life. I myself know many people that are parents, spend time with their kids, go to work, and still have time left over to play this game. Not to mention eating dinner with the family and spending time with their lifelong partner, if they have one. My conclusion, people on RuneScape have gotten meaner, bypassing the filter overusing the word noob. This is a game. Let people, young or old, play however they want. Don't question why they play it at their age. They are happy playing, and that's all that matters. It's a very good rant.
Yes.
It's a very good rant. I like that one.
A plus rant.
I can agree with that rant.
I read on the forums that there's a player in RuneScape who's currently the number one ranked in a skill, but I won't say what skill it is, because that would give you his or her name. They are 76 years old.
Holy shit.
And apparently, they knew it's because they're his or her daughter plays as well. But anyway.
Yeah.
And he or she is a level 120 plus, so you know what I mean.
And they are, almost, wow. That's
76.
Oh, my.
A lot of 76-year-olds, and I couldn't even switch on a computer. So it's quite impressive.
My grandparents can barely use a telephone, let alone a computer.
And also, I saw him or her in the fishing guild the other day, it was, in fact, talking about firewalls. So, you know, this guy must be pretty techy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that gaming granny.
Wow. That is a good rant. It's a very good rant. Oh, well. That was a good one.
Come on. Shall I read the last one?
Yeah, sure.
I hear of more people being banned for hacking, auto-typing, and such. Some of these people are guilty of the crime and some are innocent. Being unreported for hacking is such a silly thing, unless you're actually doing it. You're minding your own and business, mining, or doing something like woodcutting, or even fishing, and then a silly little rube, is that a spelling mistake, or is that some sort of slang?
I think it's a spelling mistake.
In a silly little, okay, let's just assume this guy is new. I don't know.
For the content of this show?
I don't know what they mean. Okay, that silly little noob in its mismatched armor, and comes to you and attempts to converse you, some people would respond, but there are some who just don't want to talk, who just want to be left alone, so they ignore the noob and get an and reported for their lust for peace. I myself type quickly, and I have to make sure to type slow. And just because of the sheer fact that a few of my friends have been and be using auto typing and programs, and all they're doing is typing quickly. And DragX is doing such a good job banning all these fast typing innocents, and well, letting hackers and scammers run wild and reproduce. I'm not sure they do that in RuneScape. In the ever-growing filth that is RuneScape's community spelling mistake. Maybe just me, but I don't even feel safe on RuneScape anymore, living in fear that one day Jagex themselves will ban me for fast typing. Right. So to start off, I think I've seen several cases of you being banned for fast typing, and the worst that happens, I've heard, is you just get a temporary mute. So I'm not sure if you get banned just for using, you know, for typing fast. They thought they were using an auto typing.
You get banned for speeding. You got banned for speeding.
Mm. And also, if this guy lives in fear of getting banned, he does need to get, you know, he does need to stop and think a bit. If you live in fear of getting banned on a game, just, and if you just do as I do, type with one finger, it takes me about 5 and minutes to type a sentence, but I'm never going to get banned for macroing.
So, yeah. I don't know. You're speaking of, like, I don't know, you think, how many people you... innocent people you think are banned?
I don't think there's a lot. I mean, on the subject of a friend of mine who got banned for using the macro. He didn't do it on his main account. He did it on another account. But he got some sort of, you know, IP logs, said he was in charge of the account or something like this. Right. So I think they seem to be on the spot as far as it is for, you know, you know, if you do something wrong, you know, I'm the extreme of that, then you are going to get banned.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being muted, do you remember that day when I was still doing my magic and you came down to the... Was that you that came down to the Wizard's Guild?
Yes, that was. And we convinced that guy that you were muted.
That was great.
And then you went...
What if you can't talk?
Well, no, he didn't... All that happened was he was there and I started to talk. About Shane, about how he got hacked and the hacker got him muted, and this guy was sort of saying, "Oh, if he lost all his stuff and the hacker owned him and all this stuff," even though Shane had spoken about 5 minutes ago, and then this in the end, I just said, "Oh, finish it." And this guy got really angry and tried to teleport me to Lumbridge.
That was hilarious. That was
good fun.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of teleporting, there's once this person asked me to send them to Camelot, I sent them to Lumbridge instead.
Are you trying to be funny, or did you make a mistake?
No, I did it intentionally.
That's nice.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh.
But I think, you know, I don't think they make that many mistakes in the line of... banning people.
No.
I mean, it's
really hard to ban someone that doesn't deserve it.
Yes.
I can say from personal experience that they do ban innocent people, because I've been banned.
Really?
And I've been banned, and then I got myself unbanned because
Did you get banned for?
I got banned for advertising websites. Now, I wasn't even online when they said that I did it. So somebody actually must have been on my account and then did that.
Well, I mean, you don't know. I mean, even talking about them, because somebody who I speak to on RuneScape, who's a member of RS and PNB, he said he got a black and mark on his account because, you know, for the same thing, for advertising and websites. And he said the only thing he had done was to talk to someone about the site. He hadn't even said the URL. He just said about the site, so you have to be careful.
What?
Yeah.
Get banned for just talking about a website?
Yeah. And also there was another incident in an old clan I was in where, on a recruiting trip, that's what a lot of smaller clans do, and they go out to, you know, Varric or Falador, and they try to recruit members. A guy got perm banned just because he asked someone if they wanted to join a clan.
Really?
So I think sometimes Jagex can be a little over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'm curious as to where the email supplies URLs as like websites.
Well, it, surely that would come under you aren't allowed to give, you aren't allowed to ask anyone for personal information.
Yeah, that's right.
You're allowed to give it.
Yeah, how about that? How about if you just say to someone, my email is blah 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 blah.
Can that the person get banned?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, I've done it, I haven't got banned yet.
It's not asking for first. It's hard to say email addresses on RS, though. I mean, there's a few other people who I speak to on RS. I've got an MSN, and it's so hard to say an email address that would start out.
Well, it's just simple. Good. I'm not encouraging this, but if anybody ever needed to talk to me on RuneScape and wanted my MSN, I would just say Shane1288, the word at, HM, and then that should be enough, at HM for Hotmail.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're about done.
What have we been doing on RuneScape?
Yes, exactly. We went for a Kelfite trip last night.
Yes, we did.
Me, Mike, and Jeff. For
that was fun.
Because some other people didn't show up.
To the PK trip.
Yeah.
But it was fun at the Kelfite. We killed it five times.
Yeah, six times.
Six times.
Yeah.
Should have gone to 700, whatever it is.
And we got a chain. Yeah.
It was a room one though. That was the disappointing part.
I was getting all excited. I was like, give it to me.
That's what Mike said after we killed it. It's a chain.
A rune but it was one. A rune one.
He didn't lie. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I died twice.
Oh, yeah, I died once picking up your stuff.
Well, if it's only the second time I died, was because it spawned right on top of us and we didn't have prayers on.
Yeah. Aside from that, I did the quest earlier this week. A quest. The history one. So
making history.
Yeah. Everybody loves making history.
Yes.
Yeah. Cursella, what have you been up to on there?
I haven't been on that much this week. Just mining.
Yeah.
As usual.
Getting ready for the drop party?
Yeah, still.
Yeah.
It's only 1 week or something away.
2 weeks.
It's 5 days after my birthday. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Is it on the 18th?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, 5 days after.
Shane, you didn't post the link. I had to post it.
I keep forgetting. Have to remind me when I post the episode. I'll tell you this week when I'm posting the episode.
Okay.
Yeah. That kicks us into RSBNB matters. We're still working on those guides. Coming along nicely. I think that's probably about it for RSBNB matters. Oh yes, this week Firefox 1.5 came out. Firefox 1.5 is Firefox. Main new feature they added was the ability to reorder your tabs. Also, they've made a few UI changes, so get Firefox.
Ditch Internet Explorer.
Don't get Firefox.
Don't get Firefox, did you just say?
Firefox is it's overrated.
What do you use?
Say it. If you say Internet Explorer, you're dead. What do you use?
Something else.
I've never heard of a browser called something else.
Oh, it's brand new.
Anyway, don't listen to her. She's crazy. Use Firefox.
Yeah, Firefox.
No, don't use Firefox. It's overrated. Firefox. You have to download all this stuff to use it.
Yeah, you have to download one file, then you install it. It installs as simply as any other program. Then you open it. Blah.
I downloaded the Firefox, and then I had to download 4 separate other things.
I
think she's using Linux.
I don't use any of your crappy products.
Okay, she's crazy. Don't listen to her, okay, people? Firefox is good.
Okay.
Internet Explorer bad. Firefox
bad. Just like Macs are bad, okay?
Well, I think we're closing up this episode here. It appears that we've lost Brad. So, for RSBNB Update episode 25, This is Thursday, December 1st, 2005. Thanks for everybody listening. We'll see you guys all next week. For Shane1288, Brad, and Chrisella, this has been RSBNB Update, episode 25. Bye-bye.
Bye.